This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 182, and our topic of discussion today is a changed mind equates to a changed life. Just so that you guys know, if you hear some smacking or pausing, I'm having to work with a cough drop because there's a lot going on with my throat. And just know that's just me and my halls that I'm needing to kind of soothe my throat as we proceed. But anywho, before I get talking about a changed mind equates to a changed life, how was your day today? I pray that you put out great intention, even with all the opposing forces and elements that were coming against you to tee you off today. Because I understand the struggle can be real, but it's a beautiful struggle. And so hopefully you put out great intention, because right now as I talk to you, this is the evening time for me. I'm not sure where you're located on this beautiful planet of ours, but put out great intention. Give a smile, get a smile kind of thing. So that we can make this day work for us in a more productive and effective way. Okay. A changed mind equates to a changed life. You know how the cliche says thoughts are things? I believe when you truly dissect that little saying, thoughts are things, it's truly powerful in the sense that not only are they things, but thoughts are truly the framework of your life, as you viewing your life as a victim or a victor, as you viewing your situation as triumphant or tragedy. And so with that being said, thoughts or things is an understatement, if you will, because it all starts in the mind on how everything on the outside is going to be perceived, as well as how you're going to persevere. I wanted to talk about this because even dealing with a lot of my students, and maybe you can relate, we convince ourselves of many things that we can't do, or more likely what we won't do. And we get stuck in the things that I am not. You know, everybody has these labels. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart in math. I'm not good at English. I'm not creative. I'm not whatever you want to put behind that. Or you have the things of, I can't, like my students, I can't draw. I can't do it like that. When technically, you know, you haven't even tried. Or even worse, when you put yourself in a position to say what you want to do, when you know that the thing that you're saying you want to do will be the reason why you are not receiving the breakthrough that you desire in your life, rather personally or professionally. So to change your mind means you're going to put yourself in a position to change your life. A changed mind equates to a changed life. These type of mental barriers that we put up around ourselves, these mental labels that we give ourselves as if it's a luxury label or a castle barrier, only hinders us from experiencing life at a greater level. And then we settle for, if you will, or we convince ourselves that not experiencing this stuff or being frustrated or being aggravated with where we are is just a part of our lives. Like that's something we're just supposed to accept instead of challenging the fact that, oh, I can change my mind. There is power to changing my mind. There are major benefits to my life, to me shifting the way that I think. A changed mind can equate to a changed life. Of course, this can be on the positive or the negative spectrum of life. Of course, I focus more towards the optimistic side of things. So I'm only dealing with positivity. Insert the smackdown on my house. My bad. Back to the program. Do me a favor and ask yourself, what kind of luxury labels have I put against myself, or what kind of mental barriers have I put around myself that's keeping me from having the experiences that I want to have or the life that I desire to have? Truly ask yourself that question, whether it's in the professional realm of your life or the personal realm of your life. Maybe you're a person who's saying, oh, I won't stop talking the way I'm talking. This is me. But then you're trying to figure out why your husband or your partner isn't opening up to you because they don't feel like hearing your tone or the way you're communicating with them. But yet, on the opposite end of that, you desire to have a better and stronger relationship. But you've convinced yourself that you won't change the way that you talk when you know that's the one thing or the biggest thing that's hindering the performance in your relationship. Oh, I can't speak in public. I don't know how to do that. That could be the one thing that, since you haven't decided to develop that skill in that area, that's hindering you from that next level promotion that's going to take you exactly where you want to be professionally. But you have decided that in your mind, you've made up your mind in such a negative way that you're hindering your life experience. Thoughts or things? Why are you not willing to change your mind or challenge that concept or that label that you have been so comfortable with giving yourself? If you feel a little spice or tingle in the back of your throat or a little burn in your stomach, that's okay. That's a good feeling. Now, challenge it. All of us are on different levels here. So it's not like your thing will be my thing or my thing will be Samantha's thing. We all have to look at our own self. You already know that I'm very big on staying in your lane. But either way it goes, I know there is somewhere in your life where you can say, you know what? If I just change the way I think about that thing, the outcome could be major for my life. I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes the other day, and he said something that just made so much freaking sense. Like, some of his stuff just be so juicy. It's like, man, I got to share this. But he said one thing when he was talking about mindset change. And he said, your actions are the children of your mind. Your actions are the children of your mind. So basically saying, actions are birthed from thought. Actions are birthed from thoughts. That's powerful. This is once again why it says the framework of your life is first by what you're thinking. Because you only can birth what's within you. There's no surrogates to this thought, this mental thought process. You can surrogate an actual child now, but to your mental process, there's no surrogate. That's just you. So whatever that is that's going on in that brain of yours, that mind of yours, eventually you're going to birth it because it's being contemplated on and it's brewing and it's churning, and eventually it's going to produce something. So long story short, if you keep on consuming if your thoughts are being consumed only by what has happened and you're not giving yourself enough room to even focus on what can be or what could happen, there is no freaking surprise why your present looks so much like your past. I really hope that that makes sense. If you keep contemplating and spending all your mental energy on what happened way back when, 2-3 months ago, instead of trying to look forward to what can happen, what's going to happen, the upcoming attraction to your life, there's no surprise on why your present constantly looks like your past. Because your actions are the children of your thoughts. Challenge yourself to question how you think. Challenge yourself to look at and become aware of the labels and the barriers that you put on yourself mentally that are jacking you up in the physical realm of your life, that are hijacking your experiences that you desire to have, but yet you so stuck on trying to hold on to those labels of I can't, I want, and what you're not. I want to share this quote from Buddha with you. What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts will build our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind. That's the last little bit of food for thought I have for you. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. You can head on over to anijohnson.com/S182 and leave your thoughts over there. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast, allowing me to share my perspective with you. Hopefully you're receiving some form of empowerment or inspiration or just a different way to look at things. If you're listening to me on the go on iTunes or Google Play, I would truly appreciate it if you leave me a review. I want to hear your feedback, how I can better serve you. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.